Yeah, I agree with you, and I think we're even starting to see that in our country nowadays. What do you think that that the one world religion is going to be? Do you think that it's going to be one of the religions on earth now, say Islam or New Age, that's going to rise and take over? Or do you think it's going to be something else entirely?
It's the old religion of Babylon, Babel, Enoch. It will. They've got moles all through Christianity today. The Gnostics are everywhere. Everybody knows what's going on in Rome. Rome is going to be the center for this religion, and it will take a tribute out of every transaction that takes place. It'll be that powerful when it comes about. And so we're going to see some things that influence the Roman Church very, very quickly. If Saint Malachi is correct in his prophecy of popes, then we are on the last pope. And incidentally, he's not only called the anti-pope, but also the black pope. And so if Malachi is accurate and it's not canonized, I recognize that. But the black pope is the leader of the Jesuits. And we have a Jesuit who is the leader, and the white pope is the leader of the Vatican. So we have a black pope and a white pope leading the Vatican. But what also people don't know, anti-pope also means replacement pope. And so for the first time, we have two popes, and Benedict was replaced. So there's, if we're going to start seeing a speeding up, then we've got the right pope, because this is supposed to be the last pope before the false prophet. I know people think Francis, in many aspects, is either the false prophet or the Antichrist. He's not. He's too old, I think. And we need a transition. Look for the Mary apparitions out of Catholicism to rise to significance in the Roman Church as the whole thing sort of takes over Catholicism. And I'm not anti-Catholic. My parents, not my parents, my wife's parents, and are Catholics, and very strong Catholics. They're good people. It's this influence is just going to usurp the church and become the universal church. And we know it is the Roman church because it sits on seven hills in Revelation, and there's only one city that sits on seven hills. So this will be the religion. So it will be mysticism that takes over Roman Catholicism, that uses cataclysms. And if you look at Medjugorje on the Mary apparitions that come back around, these children were indoctrinated in the 90s. They will go out with messages to the world to convert to one religion, repent, or a cataclysm will happen. And there'll be 10 of these messages. I think this is going to play a significant part in making that shift to bring about the universal religion. And so it will be mysticism inside a broken Christianity. How they break Christianity, go to the Da Vinci Code and all of the writings and the Holy Grail legends, and you'll learn all about it, is they are going to try and convince people that Jesus did not die on the cross. And therefore, as Paul said, if he did not die on the cross, then Christianity is a lie and our religion falls. And that's how they're going to go after it. They're going to go after Paul, and they're going to go after the resurrection and the virgin birth. And so they're going to say that part of these descendants through Joseph of Arimathea taking the Grail children married into these Nephilim bloodlines that I'll lay out through you in the book. So this is how Christianity will fall, or at least be controlled, although those who are faithful are going to be persecuted, but we'll know what's going on, and we'll need to be patient and endure. But Christianity as we know it will change, and the moles inside the church and all these other things going around will make that happen. They are controlling all of these different aspects, and there's a hierarchy to these secret societies. So people are familiar with Freemasonry, but they're just one aspect, and they really get involved on the political and sort of business aspect and start selecting people to be initiated, to become illuminated. And once they're illuminated, they then become the Illuminati. So they have organized groups like the Skull and Bones and the Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, all these different organizations that are trying to move the world together and to form a world government. So that's the political aspect. The secret societies also control the banking arm. And the banking arm, and I'll talk a lot about the Rothschilds, they're only the visible part, but they were created, the Rothschilds, as the banking arm. And if you look at what's going on in the world today, if you look at some of the last bastions of countries that don't have a Federal Reserve Bank, let's say like Iraq or Afghanistan and Iran and Korea, I think there was like seven that were left that didn't have a reserve bank. They're finding ways to overthrow those countries and change their political stature so that the banks can get control of those remaining countries. And they'll continue to fall as we sort of march towards global occupation, as Gary Kaw said in the 90s. And so they are active. They have trust groups that influence all of our education. These are tax-funded trust groups, and I'll document this in the book, as Gary Kaw did, that fund the propagandizing and brainwashing of education and preparing people for the elite. So they're behind all of that with their soldiers. You have to understand, this is a Leviathan that not only has many arms, but many heads. And I don't use that allegory lightly, because that's a dragon type allegory. They are everywhere. They are so well organized. They are moving every aspect. If you look at anything that's going on that can cross borders, for example, they're organizing it, and it's coming from the left. And it's coming from the left because that's part of their belief system. And again, I'll document that from that political aspect in the book. And the Nazis are a terrific example of it. And they'll brainwash people to the extent that everybody thinks the Nazis are right wing. They're national socialists. They've just been reinvented as these right-wing skinheads funded by these groups to make people think differently, because they're going to implement the same system. You want to know what the end time is going to look like? Look at what Hitler did.
Yeah.
It's going to be an exact sort of carbon copy of that, and probably including burning people.
Yeah, I agree. We're definitely headed for dark times. But before we sum up the show, I want to give you the chance. If people want to know more about you or order your book, where can they go?
Well, first of all, you can go to my website, www.genesis6conspiracy.com. On there, I've got a blurb on the 98 chapters. I left out the preface and the epilogue. So I guess technically I got 100 chapters in my book. There's on each chapter, there's a little bit of write-up on there to give you a flavor of what that chapter is all about. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm also on Twitter. And if you're looking for me, just to Google Genesis 6 Conspiracy, you're going to find me. It's available. The book is available in hard copy and Kindle format. It's available on my website for a personalized copy if you want it personalized or autographed. There's also links to get the Kindle version there. There's also links to barnesandnoble.com and to Amazon.com. My book is available on pretty much all the online distributors of books around the world, including Fishbond, including Amazon around the world, and many, many other ones. It's also available through Christian bookstores. STL Distribution, it distributes my book to the store. So if you want to go into your favorite bookstore, they have it. At least they'll have it available if they don't have it on the shelf. So it's fairly widely available. All depends on how much you want to pay and where you want to buy it from.
Fantastic. And everybody should check it out. It's an excellent book. So to sum up the whole show, what would be the one main thing that you would want the audience to take away from this episode?
Two things. One is learn about history and prehistory so you can understand what's going to happen. And the second thing is pay very close attention to the imagery the allegories and the types of beings and things that we're talking about in this book, because if you want to understand the times we're in, this imagery is everywhere. And it's also part of history, and it's there for a reason. You want to learn about what Cinderella is all about, You're going to get it in this book. You're going to understand why fairies are so popular, why trolls are in so much literature. It's going to tell you what to look for to decode the times that we're in.
That, again, was Gary Wayne, author of this excellent book, The Genesis 6 Conspiracy, How Secret Societies and the Descendants of Giants Plan to Enslave Humankind. I obviously highly recommend it. Gary's one of those authors, again, like I said before, that proves there is still more to learn on the Nephilim, and at least 800 pages. And again, don't let the large size of the book be daunting, or it's an easy to understand read. It's not complicated, and it's broken up into, like Gary said, about 100 chapters. So each chapter is kind of like its own mini book, and it's just packed with information. You can't go wrong. Your donations help go to the everyday running of the ministry, and as I do in every episode, I'll say it again, please only donate if you feel God leading you to do so. If you're not sure, or if you don't feel led, you can always pray for us. We can always use more prayer. We're not 501c3, so your donations aren't tax deductible. And also, I'm never going to be the kind of person that's going to promise extra blessings or a miraculous tenfold return on your money or anything like that if you choose to donate financially. We're not in the business of making promises for God. But what I can promise is that your help, whether it's prayer or financial, it's greatly appreciated. It keeps us going, and it's the only reason we're able to continue doing what we do. So all of that being said, I want to thank you so much for joining us.